Hey guys, this is Sarah.
And this is Journey.
And we are back with The Out Life.
So we have a little bit of a different type of episode for you guys today. We thought that we would each compile a list of our top 15 food like staples, like items that we always have or items that we feel like are really like versatile.
Basically foods that we could not live without.
Exactly. Ranked from 1 to 15. And we haven't heard each of ours, except for I can tell you for a fact that there's going to be, like, chicken on Sarah's and, like, oatmeal. I could probably guess it all. But we're going to go through them. When we put out our poll on our Instagram, we overwhelmingly received responses that people wanted more episodes about food. So this is our way of kind of easing into that. Yeah. Just kind of telling you what we eat and why.
Yeah. So basically we're going to go through our lists. We'll start with like our like least ranked item out of our 15. But basically it was really hard for me to do because all of my foods that I put down, most of them I just could not decide between. So
yeah,
they're all kind of even for me. But we'll start from the bottom and go up.
Yeah. And so some of these things, well, I don't know what you did, but for me, like, some of them are, like, specific, like, brands, and some of them are, like, just a very general, like, food, but that's kind of just how, like, I felt about it.
Yeah, same. I have, like, from specific items to, like, there's some that are just meals on here.
So. Yeah, okay.
Anyways. Sounds good. Yeah.
Well. All right. Well, we'll get started. Do you want to go first?
Sure. So, my 15th favorite item is pretzels. I love pretzels. I mean, like, I eat them, like, every day. I think that they're a great snack, like, in the middle of the day. I just like how salty they are, and I think that they are very bland, so, like, you can pretty much just eat them, like, right before practice or whatever, and they'll give you the energy. The ones that I like, personally, are the Newman's Own organic ones. They have two types. They have the spelt pretzel twists, and then they have, like, the rye-style type pretzels, and I like the rye-style ones, but they're both great. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10.
Love it. Okay. Well, my 15 is along a little bit different line. I said So Delicious dairy-free ice cream.
Of course.
That's my favorite type of
but what dairy-free flavor?
Ice cream. Well, here's the thing. So they have, like, all different types of, like, non-dairy milk bases. So they have some that are, like, cashew milk and some that are coconut milk and some that are almond milk. And don't even bother getting any of them that aren't cashew milk. The cashew milk ones are the only good ones.
Really?
They're the best ones. They're the creamiest. Honestly, all the flavors are so good. I'm a big fan of, like, the chunky ones, so things that are, like...
Actually, I've definitely tried the, like, chocolate brownie one.
Yeah, the, like,
one.
Chocolate
those
fudge
ones,
brownie.
That one's good.
That has, like, brownie chunks is so good, but they have one that's salted caramel cluster, and that's a cashew milk one, too, and I literally don't even like caramel that much.
Yeah.
But it has, like, swirls mixed in, and it has, like, cashew clusters and caramel clusters in it, and that's really good, and that's just my favorite type of dairy-free ice cream, and, yeah.
Darn, I didn't even put it on my list, and now I'm totally regretting it. I also wanted to mention that my favorite ice cream is just plain chocolate. Like, literally any brand of just plain chocolate. Oh my gosh, that right there.
Do you put stuff on top of it?
No, I just love plain chocolate ice cream, so.
I can't even eat ice cream if it doesn't, like, I kind of have a problem. Like, we, like, every time we get ice cream, I just go through the thing and, like, dig out all of the, like, chunks of stuff in it. So, like, my mom bought Snickerdoodle ice cream, and it was dairy-free. For the record, the reason that, like, all my things are dairy-free is because I am lactose intolerant.
Yeah, Jenny's list is going to be a little bit more vegan than
so,
mine.
Yeah, so basically, also just, like, yeah, we'll just debrief you. I am pescatarian and lactose intolerant are my dietary restrictions, and Sarah doesn't have dietary restrictions.
Yeah, I eat all foods, so.
Yeah, so that's just, like, that's kind of maybe an explanation for, like, some of the items on our list. Yeah. No, but anyways, she bought this, like, snickerdoodle ice cream, and I just ate, like, all the cookie dough chunks out, and by the time it was just, like, this, like, holy, like, ice cream, and I had to keep, like, leaving it out to let it, like, melt so I could find all the chunks.
Oh my God.
And then I would have to, like, let it melt again so that it could, like, refreeze, like, in a solid layer. But, yeah. Okay. Continue.
Anyway. 14. So, number 14, I don't even know how this ended up here, but I put the, I put pure isolate whey protein, which is basically just a more processed version of regular whey protein. It's isolate, which means it goes through, like, another extra process to, like, refine the powder, kind of. So those are just really good snacks if, like, you're in a rush, or, like, if you're on your way to somewhere and you don't really have enough time for, like, a full meal, or, like, if you just, like, get hungry all of a sudden. So I just, like, always have, like,
and you're just talking about protein powder?
Yeah, so this is just a protein powder. I like the chocolate one the best. But the reason that I get the isolate versus just regular whey protein is because it's actually a lot better if you're, like, sensitive to lactose, which I'm really, like, not, but it definitely sits better in my stomach. So that's just good. Yeah, like, if, like, right before, like, practice or whatever, especially right after, like, as a post-workout type snack, anything like that, I like to mix it into my smoothies. Definitely the vanilla one, though, I use for smoothies. But the chocolate one, a really good shake is just, like, I'll do just a banana, some milk, and then the powder. Frozen banana is definitely better. And then a little bit of ice and blend it together. And that's super good. You can also just, like, add in your own stuff, like yogurt, oatmeal even to make it a little bit thicker. Stuff like that. But it's super versatile and a good way to get your protein in. So that's what I put. Number 14.
That's a good one. I didn't even think about stuff like that. Okay, my number 14 is another brand name. So we have Purely Elizabeth Granola.
I knew that would be on your list. I thought it'd be higher, though.
No, actually, no. I don't really have it that often because it's really expensive. So I only ever get it when it's on sale.
It's on sale right now.
Is it really? Yeah. I'll be going there right after this. No joke.
And they sell it at Costco now.
No.
Yeah.
Do they actually? Yeah. At our Costco?
I don't know. I saw that they sell at Costco now, so I assume.
Well, maybe
it's really recent, so.
Maybe it'll be less expensive
if you
now.
Want, like, 50 different packages of Elizabeth, Purely Elizabeth Granola, I bet they'll sell it to you in a pack of 50.
Well, honestly, if it's cheaper, I might go for that because it's very, like, sporadically in my house, but when it is, I pretty much eat it every day. I like to put it on my dairy-free yogurt, which I didn't put on the list, but my favorite dairy-free yogurt is the Amy's oat milk yogurt, but not, you can't get the plain one because the plain one tastes really bad. You have to get the vanilla one. Mm. But that's the best. But Purely Elizabeth with that is really good. Also, just like as a snack by itself is really good on smoothies. Yeah. They
with
have
milk for like cereal.
Yeah, for sure. And they have like, they have grain-free ones, but they also have ones with like oats and like other ancient grains. I would say my favorite flavor is probably just the cranberry pecan. It's like
really
the most basic
that's
one.
What everybody likes. I don't really like that one that much. I think my favorite flavor of that would definitely be the what's the one that's not, I think it's just the ancient grain one actually.
Oh,
they also
like
have a good maple and almond butter one.
Yeah.
That one's good.
Oh yeah, they have a really good peanut butter banana one.
The dark chocolate one too. Dark
They're
chocolate
all really
sea salt.
Good for the record. Oh, they have a good pumpkin one too.
Oh yeah, I feel that one.
Yeah, so Purely Elizabeth Granola.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. My next one I wrote eggs. I love eggs. I like them the best poached, but most often I have them hard boiled just because hard boiled eggs are such an easy snack. Like I've actually been, so for Christmas, I got my parents an Instant Pot. I've been using it a lot since Christmas, which it's great, honestly. My parents have been using it occasionally too. But I've been, so you can hard boil them in an Instant Pot. If you just put it on high pressure for 6 minutes, and they come out like the same every time. It's not like, it doesn't really vary. So if you want them like a little less done, you can do like 3 to 4 minutes actually.
That's cool because eggs are so hard to hard boil.
Exactly.
I always have like green yolks.
Yeah. So that they come out literally perfect the same every time. If I wanted them more done, I'd do like 7 minutes. And then medium is like 4 minutes or something, 4 or 5 minutes. So yeah. And it, like,
this isn't even an ad. We're not even sponsored by Instant
Pot. I know.
Yet.
Yeah. Where are
we need to get a bunch of sponsors from this episode.
I know. So, but yeah. So anyways, I just boil like 8 or 10 or like however many I want at a time in the Instant Pot. And then I just put them in the fridge for the week and kind of like, I'll just put them in my lunch for like after school usually. And they're super easy and super fast. And a good source of like fast protein. I think that they are a great fast snack overall. But yeah, as I said before, I like them poached the best, especially with like some toast in the morning.
Yeah.
Avocado toast, I don't know.
Yeah.
Bagels.
Well, for me, I don't eat like eggs, like as eggs very much, but I put egg whites in my oatmeal every day for extra protein, and they make it really fluffy if you just like cook them in.
Yeah, so, I've never tried that.
No, it's really good. Like, I don't even like oatmeal without egg whites now.
But I mean, eggs are great because they're, like, they have a really good balance of, like, protein, fats, and carbs. So, if you, like, don't have enough time. Obviously, I'm just really low on time. That's why I just have all these really fast snacks. But they almost mimic, like, a meal just in a super small snack. So, I like eggs.
All right. My number 13 is tahini. So I actually, up until about a year ago, the only thing I had literally ever had tahini in was hummus, and I made hummus all the time. I still make hummus sometimes with tahini, but I've been a lot more creative with tahini, which is why it's so high up on, well, not so high up, but because it's on my list, because I have been putting I've been making tahini dressings every single
week. Garlic tahini dressing is so good.
Yeah, or like with lemon and like liquid aminos is really good too. Just like tahini dressing is so versatile. You can put it on anything. I actually, okay, so I literally 5 minutes ago just said I never ate eggs, but I did eat eggs for lunch today.
Oh my God.
As eggs, I made an omelet with toast. It was really good.
Yeah.
But in my omelet, I mixed in tahini when I like scrambled the eggs, and it was really good for the record. But
was there a reason you did that? Or you just like, tahini?
No, I just tried it because I love tahini. And I also, but tahini, I've been going on the sweet route too. So I made tahini cookies the other day, which was so good. Because, okay, basically if you don't know what tahini is, it is ground up sesame seeds.
It's like peanut butter, but instead of peanuts, they're sesame seeds.
Yeah. There's also a lot of, like, there's, like, some Hebrew, like, desserts that my family makes that I can't remember what they're called. But it's tahini desserts, and they're really good. They're, like, I don't know even what they are, but I know they have tahini in them. There's a lot of things you can use tahini for, so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my next item, I might just do my next two items because they kind of go together.
Go for it.
My next item is like cheese in general, but especially cheese sticks. They're really fast, good snack. I like cheese sticks. But then also like goat and feta cheese. I have that a lot, especially like both of them are super good, like on top of salads. Feta cheese, I used to like make wraps and I like with hummus and feta cheese and then like veggies and like goat cheese I put on my salads almost all the time. It's like it's kind of like a creamier version of feta cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's made from goat's milk.
Yeah as opposed to sheep,
yeah,
which is feta.
I mean, I don't really know that much about goat cheese, but yeah, it's definitely it's got a little bit of stronger taste, a little bit creamier than feta.
It's less tangy, for sure. It's very, like, mild.
Yeah, for sure. I think I like it better than feta, but I eat both those cheeses a lot, and then cheese sticks, I eat as a snack a lot, but then the next item I have on my list after that is pizza. pizza is probably, like, my favorite, like, not super healthy meal, I think. I had it last
Pizza's
night.
Pizza's a good one.
I love making homemade pizza with my family. We do that, like, a lot of Friday nights. And then also a fave is American Dream.
Yeah.
A very,
it's the way to go.
Yeah, I love American Dream. It's
just homemade pizza is so fun because you can, like, do whatever you want with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you don't have to, like, worry about, like, are you sure this is soy cheese? Or, like, you know, you just, like, do your thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, American Dream, I always get the same thing. I just get the regular slice with turkey sausage. But then when we make it at home, I usually will do pesto pizza because I love homemade pesto pizza. Yeah, I'm such a
pesto pizza person.
It's so good. I'll usually, like, I'll top it with, like, tomatoes, olives, red onion, spinach, and mushrooms. Yeah. And that just, like, hits the spot every time. So, yeah, I'm a pizza person.
All right, I need to catch up. Okay, I'm going to go for three also.
Oh, three?
Well, you just did three.
I did two because cheese was just all one.
Okay, I'll do two. They don't really go together, but kind of. So the first one is avocados. So that was number 12 for me. I knew that would be on your list. Avocados, such a good way to get healthy fat, and they're so delicious. You can pretty much get them anywhere. And I love putting avocados in everything. So, like...
True.
Yeah, I'll put it on, like...
I think you eat avocados every day.
I do, I swear. I mean, between my whole day, I probably eat, like, an average of, like, 1.5 avocados a day, I would say. I put avocados on, like, my beans and rice bowls. I put avocado on my toast. When I have eggs, I put avocado in my eggs. I put avocado... On sandwiches, you can, like, smear it, but don't do it the night before. It'll turn brown.
True.
I love avocados.
Trader Joe's has some really cute avocados that come. I forget what they're called. They're like
in a pack of four. They're, like, babies.
Yeah, they're, like, baby avocados. So if you don't, like a ton of avocado, baby avocados from Trader Joe's are really cute and good size.
Yeah, so my problem is that I do like a ton of avocados, so, like, if I get those, I have to eat, like, multiple of them. Also, just as a snack, I really like half an avocado or, like, a whole avocado, but, like, you can just eat it out of the shell with, like, nutritional yeast and everything but the bagel seasoning on it.
Yeah.
That's really good. And then my number 11, which I eat with avocado sometimes, which is why it kind of can go along, is tempeh.
Oh my god, our number 11s are very similar.
I bet it's tofu. Well, mine is tempeh because tempeh is my favorite soy protein. I like it better than tofu just because I like the consistency better. It's a little less processed, so it's a little bit, like, chunkier, if that's what you like, as opposed to, like, the smooth tofu kind of consistency. I have been marinating tempeh overnight and then baking it, which has turned out really good. So actually we got this cookbook for Christmas and the marinade is, I can post it on the Oat Life a little bit later. It's like actually an orange juice base for every single marinade. But then there's like several different flavors you could do. So you could do like a carrot, ginger, turmeric tempeh, or you could do like a sesame miso tempeh. My favorite one that I've tried is the turmeric one. That's really good. But it's like golden tempeh then. And then baking it, you get it a little bit crispy on the edges. So that's really good. It's a really good, protein. Yeah, I would say that's my favorite. Honestly, my favorite protein.
Yeah. Well, my number 11 protein is not tofu.
Aww.
But I said it was similar to yours because it is a protein. It's just chicken breast.
I'm surprised that's not your, it's like, number one.
I know, right? It's super, very good universal protein. I basically, I'll usually just either grill it or I've
been... Wait, did I go ahead of you?
I don't know.
Are you on 10?
I don't know. I don't have my numbered.
I think we're on 10.
You can see who's more organized. but anyways, I like grilled chicken. I also usually have been making it in the Instant Pot because it's so fast. I just put it in like however many I want for 12 minutes on high pressure. And then it's done, and I can put it in my salads or in my sandwiches or have it with, like, rice bowls. And, yeah, I pretty much eat chicken with a lot of my, like, dinner meals. I'd say pretty much all of them.
And it, all of your lunch meals.
Yeah, a lot of my lunch, too. Lunch, I, like, can go between chicken and turkey. Okay. But it's just, like, it goes with pretty much everything. I can have it with pasta, too, usually. Mm-hmm. And it's super easy to make and not very expensive, so that's mine.
All right, my number 10 is quinoa. I love quinoa because it's, like... So quinoa is an ancient grain. It's kind of, it's like these very small little balls that are kind of, just kind of imagine like.
They get really fluffy when you cook them. They get
very fluffy if you cook them. The best way to cook quinoa, if you've ever like struggled liking the taste of your quinoa and how it comes out, you have to rinse it really thoroughly first, then toast it like in the bottom of your pot. Just turn the pot on with the quinoa on the bottom and then add your water and yeah. Make the quinoa, and it becomes super fluffy. Quinoa also has a lot of protein, so if you are struggling to get protein in, then you can use quinoa to like boost your protein because it's a grain and a protein, which is awesome.
Another thing about quinoa, if you're like struggling to like the taste of it or whatever, is make it in like either a vegetable or chicken stock or like chicken broth, mm-hmm. I guess. If you make it instead of water is what I'm trying to say. If you make it with like some chicken broth and add some garlic, that's usually that it turns out really good and like has this really nice flavor. I guess a little bit of sea salt too or something. But that's again a good way to make it.
Yeah.
Okay. My next one, it kind of went along with my last one, but I guess I had them separated, is what I put on my sandwiches a lot. It's the Applegate brand smoked turkey. It's just like sliced up turkey that you can get at the store for sandwiches, and I like it the best because of all, like, a lot of times like sliced turkey is like very processed, but this one is definitely the least processed one you can buy, like pre-sliced, and it doesn't have like any additives or anything, so I usually feel a little bit better about eating that one. And it's super easy to just stick on my sandwiches, I don't know, with, like, some lettuce and tomato, and, okay, one of my favorite sandwiches, I'll do turkey, lettuce, tomato, hummus, I have that a lot. If you know me, you've probably seen me eating a turkey, lettuce, tomato, hummus sandwich, or even just turkey, lettuce, hummus sandwich, but overall, the Applegate smoked turkey is my go-to turkey meat for sandwiches.
Nice. All right. My number 9 is hemp seeds. I love hemp
seeds. Your number 9 is like my number 8.
Oh, okay. Well, I get my hemp seeds from Costco, the Manitoba Harvest hemp seeds. They come in a really big bag, so you don't run out a lot. I put hemp seeds kind of on all 3 of my meals every day just because it adds some protein.
Yeah, it's protein and a good texture.
Yeah, so, and it does not really have a strong flavor, so I put it in oatmeal and, like, nothing happens to the taste, and I put it in, like, my salads and nothing happens to the taste, or my beans and rice and nothing happens to the taste.
Yeah.
I've been blending up a lot of date hot chocolate. I put in hemp seeds, and it just tastes the same. But, yeah, if, like, 3 tablespoons of that is 10 grams of protein.
Yeah, hemp seeds are a good source of protein.
It's just super easy, like, literally just put like a tablespoon in each of your meals and then there you go, 10 extra grams for your day.
Yeah. See, my next one is chia seeds.
Okay.
I love chia seeds. I put them in my oatmeal every day. A lot of times too, like, oh my, I haven't had it in a long time, but chia seed pudding is so good.
It's so good.
You just put basically chia seeds and milk together in the fridge for like a couple hours.
And like maple syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's best with coconut milk, actually. That's definitely the best chia seed pudding. But yeah, you just leave it in the fridge for like a couple hours, and then it's like this super like gooey, like.
Yeah, the chia seeds like absorb the texture.
Yeah, and they all like get all bubbled up and stuff. So that's super good. I haven't had it in a long time though. And then also just like putting them in smoothies and stuff. Chia seeds are really good for digestion. So like if I add them to my oatmeal, it gives me a little of a boost, and then it also adds some texture. The other day I was eating my oatmeal in class, and like obviously the chia seeds are black, so it like kind of gives it like spotty effect. And a kid asked me if I was like eating ice cream because he thought it was like chocolate chip ice cream, and I was like, no, but basically. So but yeah, no, chia seeds are great. They're like when they sit in the fridge, like, when you let them, like, kind of absorb the milk or even, like, water. I don't know what else you can put chia seeds in, really. I just put it in my oatmeal. But whenever they absorb it, the milk, they kind of, like, they really expand and they get very, they're kind of, like,
just, like, soft. Like,
yeah.
Kind of like tapioca-ish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, they definitely add some good texture. And then, again, they're really good for digestion.
Yeah. They have a lot of fiber, too. All right. So, my next one is nutritional yeast. That's, like, I use it kind of as a condiment. So, I'll, like, put it on. It's like, a very flaky yeast that kind of has, like, a cheesy flavor.
There's a lot of vitamin B12.
True, which is very important, especially if you don't eat meat, because most vitamin B12 is found in red meat. So that's good. But yeah, it's kind of like flaky and with a little bit of a cheesy taste. So I like to put that on, anything that I would normally, if I ate cheddar cheese, like put cheddar cheese on. It's also really great for making dressings sauces. I've been making some really good, like, vegan nacho cheese with cashews and nutritional yeast. It tastes really good. But I really like nutritional yeast kind of just mixed into, like, anything that I feel like needs a little bit of, like, a cheesy flavor.
Yeah.
Don't think that it's like a cheese, like, replacement. Like, don't put it on, like, pizza. I know somebody that once did that.
Yeah.
And
Anna, if you're listening to this,
that was a stupid decision because it's like, yeah.
It doesn't melt like cheese.
No, it's not at all. Like, it's nothing like cheese. It just kind of tastes like cheese.
Yeah. Okay. My next one is more of a brand. It's Dave's Killer Bread. I love Dave's Killer Bread. Ooh. Oh. I make all my sandwiches with Dave's Killer Bread. My favorite, I guess, like, sandwich bread is the 21 whole grains and seeds. It's in green package. I, like, kind of classify them by their color. So, like, the red package, that one's good, but it doesn't really have a lot of flavor. It's just, like, the most bland whole wheat bread. The yellow, I guess that's just whole wheat bread. The yellow package is called the good seed bread, and that one has a lot more flavor. It's a little bit, like, sweeter than the other ones. Good seed bread is pretty good too. And then the green one is the 21 whole grains and seeds. So it has a little bit more whole grains, I guess, and seeds. So it has a little bit of a texture because, like, sometimes I'll, like, get a pumpkin seed in the middle of my bread. Mm. No, but it's so good. I make my sandwiches with it. Usually if I make a sandwich for school or whatever, I will toast the bread the night before because I put on, like, hummus, like I said, and, like, especially if I put tomatoes on it. I haven't really been putting tomatoes on it in a while. I've gotten kind of lazy, but, if you toast the bread before you make the sandwich the night before, then it won't get all soggy for the next day when you eat it. So
it's a good tip.
Yeah, that's really good. Recommend that. I have it with, like, eggs or whatever in the morning. I like Dave's Killer Bread. The second thing I like from them is their bagels. I have their bagels as a snack after school a lot, or, like, with cream cheese. Or with cream cheese and, like, smoked salmon as a, like, bougie snack. But their bagels are super good. I love their everything bagels, and I really like just the plain bagels. I haven't really tried their blueberry bagels. Oh, but their pumpkin spice bagels are super good too. But you have to wait for those.
Interesting.
Because those are seasonal. Yeah.
I've never tried that. I really like Dave's Killer Bread too, but for my number 7, I put Ezekiel Bread. Mm-hmm. Food for Life Baking has the best Ezekiel bread, I think. So it's basically just instead of, like, regular, like, wheat flour, it's sprouted wheat and sprouted grains. And so for people with wheat sensitivities, it's sometimes easier to digest and it's tolerable. So, like, my mom has a wheat allergy, but she can tolerate Ezekiel bread because it's sprouted wheat. That also means it has a lot of fiber in it, which is good. I typically just get their sesame bread, so it's, like, crusted in sesame seeds, and that makes it really good for, like, sandwiches or, like, toast with butter. Is really good for that. But I also love their cinnamon raisin.
I was gonna, like, bring it up, and I was like, I bet she's gonna, yeah, bring it up.
That's so good. I'll have, like, tuna fish sandwiches on that too, which is, like, it sounds weird. It's not weird. Like, it's good. It just, like, gives it some sweetness. I wouldn't put, like, hummus on it, but, like, the best is just, like, that with, like, peanut butter and banana sandwich.
That's the best.
Or even just that toasted with butter.
Yeah, peanut butter banana sandwiches in general. That's a good point to
peanut
hit on.
Peanut butter banana sandwiches. Or like with
peanut butter banana
honey
sandwiches.
Yes.
Oh my god. Especially
that's what I eat before every single tennis match.
I don't know if
that's my secret to if you want to know.
That was literally what I said a long time ago at
what?
CPT. Yeah. Anyways, peanut butter banana honey on pita bread sandwich.
Ew.
So good.
It's not as good as cinnamon raisin Ezekiel bread.
Yeah, I guess like cinnamon raisin bread might have me beat. But yeah. Oh my gosh, on pita bread, it's so good. Like,
all right, number six.
Number six for me, I put coffee. Ooh, I don't know like why that didn't get higher, I guess. But I have coffee every single day. I usually make my own coffee just because like buying coffee is obviously like expensive. I'll usually buy coffee, I think like 2 to 3 times a week. And then the rest of the time, I'll just make it at home. I really like espresso, which is different than just like drip coffee. Espresso, I think, is a little bit better if you are sensitive to drip coffee, which like,
yeah,
it's a little bit better for your stomach.
I get stomach aches from drip coffee, but espresso, like, just like nothing.
Yeah, so I have a mocha pot at home. So basically what I'll do is like the night before or whatever, I have like my ground espresso beans or whatever. And I just brew that in my mocha pot. If you don't know what a mocha pot is, it's basically just, like, this tiny little contraption that, like, builds up pressure, so that it can, like, I don't even know how, like, basically the coffee grounds are, like, put with pressure, and then somehow, like, some chemical thing happens, and, like, now there's coffee. Anyways, that's a terrible explanation. But yeah, so the night before, it takes like 6 minutes to brew. So I add a little bit of water to it and I put the like ground espresso in and it brews. And a lot of times I'll add it to water, but most of the time I'll add it to milk. So then I have more of like a, it's not a latte at all because there's not, like, any froth milk or anything. But it kind of mimics just the taste of a latte. So I'll add it to, like, 8 ounces of milk. And then I think the mocha pot I have is, like, the size of, like, 3 shots of espresso. So, yeah. And then I just put it in my hydro flask in the fridge. And then the next day I'll bring it to school.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll heat it up in the microwave if I'm feeling like it beforehand. But it does the job.
Yeah.
It also puts me in a good mood for the rest of the day, so.
My number six was sriracha hot sauce. If you can't tell from my list so far, I'm really into, like, the, like, condiments and, like, seasonings and spices and stuff. I put hot sauce on everything. I really do.
Yeah, to a point where it's just not.
Yeah, so I'm, like, I'm kind of at the point where, like, I'm not sensitive at all to spice anymore, so I have to, like, turn my food red with it to, like, taste the spice. But I just love, like, sriracha. Like, it's not just, like, if you haven't had it before, it's made out of chili peppers. And so it's very, like, thick. It's not just, like, a drip-on hot sauce that's just spicy, but it has, like, a kind of sweetish flavor. So I really like the flavor of that. On rice, I literally put it on everything. I put it on pasta and, like, fish and vegetables. And just every single night, whatever I'm eating for dinner, I put on sriracha. So that's pretty key in my daily routine of food because I definitely go through a whole bottle, like, every week.
Yeah, we are very opposite. I do not like spicy things. So anyways, I'm going to give you my next two together because they're both dairy. The first one is I really like Organic Valley milk. Organic Valley is obviously organic milk, and I don't know why, I just feel better when I
Valley get milk.
What?
Valley milk, too? Is it Valley?
Organic Valley brand milk.
God, I was joking.
Oh, yeah, so anyways, I like that brand because they are, organic. I also get, like, their cream cheese. I feel better when I drink milk organically, I don't know why.
Feel better because it's better for the animals.
Yeah, definitely. So anyways, that's the milk I get. I put in my, like, smoothies or, like, my protein shakes, especially my oatmeal. What else do I have milk with? I put it with my coffee. I use milk a lot throughout the day. So that's good. And then my next one was Faye Total Greek Yogurt. I eat that a lot as well. When I make my oatmeal in the morning, I don't know if you've watched the Oat Life stories. And actually on the Oat Life, I think I use a non-dairy yogurt when I kind of showed how I made my oatmeal. But my oatmeal is basically just like yogurt and oatmeal with a little bit of milk. I like my oatmeal very thick, I guess. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's kind of just like oatmeal and yogurt. So I put a lot of yogurt in my oatmeal in the morning. And then a lot of times, like as like a late night snack, or after dinner, I'll do like yogurt, with like some like chopped up banana or like, some sort of like
Purely Elizabeth granola.
Yeah. With Purely Elizabeth granola. It's super good as well. So,
just like I'm a huge fan of yogurt. With like maple syrup.
Yeah.
It's good, like sweet, like dessert kind of thing.
Yeah. Agree.
Yeah. All right. My number five is oatmeal. I feel a little bit like I betrayed the oat life by not making it my number one. Gosh. That's just where it stands in my life. I do eat oatmeal every morning. I go through phases, unlike Sarah, who eats the same oatmeal every single
Literally
morning.
Literally the same.
I'll have like 2 weeks or 3 weeks where I'm eating a certain type of oatmeal, and then I'll like have a different one, but it's always oatmeal. This week I was eating, I've been doing, so when I'm at home, so like on the weekends when I'm at home for breakfast, I cook my oatmeal hot because that's how I like it best, with my egg whites. And then I put in, this week what I've been doing is putting in cocoa powder, dates, and peanut butter, and then my hemp seeds and chia seeds, and it literally just tastes like a brownie. It's really good. Other times I'll do more of like, if I'm doing overnight oats, I could do the same thing just without the egg whites, or I'll do like oats, chia seeds, hemp seeds, almond milk, and then like frozen blueberries. And then in the morning I'll put on like walnuts or pumpkin seeds or some sort of nut kind of texture.
Nut.
Yeah. Or like purely Elizabeth. No. But yeah, oats also, I'm a little bit picky about oats too, because I only like them if they're like ground up. So when I buy my oats, I just buy them like normal oats, but then I put them in the food processor until they become like oat flour, and that's how I cook my oatmeal. Don't know why I like it like that, but yeah. Also, I really like oatmeal cookies and oatmeal desserts and oat flour, so oats.
Yeah, oats. My next one, actually, I'll just give you my next two as well.
Okay, go for it.
What
are you at?
I'm almost done. I only have three left,
I'll grind my last
catching up to
out.
You, yeah. My next one is bananas. I love bananas. I put them in a lot of, like, obviously my smoothie. I say I put things in my smoothies a lot, but I don't even have smoothies that much. But I do put bananas in smoothies and, like, definitely my protein shakes. And then every single day I put mashed banana in my oatmeal just to kind of sweeten it up. Bananas are a good snack before practice. They're fast digesting. They're fast digesting. And a good source of, like, fast carbs and good energy. And we love bananas.
They are a universal snack.
They really are a universal snack. You can have them in literally anything. And then the next one I have after that, it's my number two, so I did a little bit better than Journey, is oatmeal. I like Bob's Red Mill oats specifically just because I like, they're like, they have a good texture. Bob's Red Mill also has really good flour, and I use their flaxseed. I put their flaxseed in my oatmeal as well. But I mentioned before, my oatmeal is just a little bit of milk, a lot of yogurt, oatmeal, flaxseed, chia seeds, banana. That's what I have literally every day. You can catch me eating that during class, so.
Yum.
Yeah.
All right, are you down to one?
I am down to one.
Okay, then I'm going to crank out these three.
Okay.
So if you remember what I just said about my oatmeal that I like with the chocolate, these three all kind of fall into that category. My number four is dark chocolate.
Oh.
Specifically, I like Theo is one of my favorite brands, and Alter Eco. Typically, I get 72%. That's kind of like my favorite zone. But recently, my mom and I have been eating 88%, and I, like, can't go back now.
Hardcore.
Like, I just love the dark, dark chocolate.
And you're like that person who's like, I like my coffee black.
Except for, I don't like my coffee black, for the record. But I like my chocolate.
Black.
Very dark. Every single night when I make, I'll tell you a little bit later about this hot chocolate that I make, but I always, like, have chocolate with it on the side and then also shave chocolate into it. And Alter Eco, their blackout chocolate, it's 88%. It's delicious. Honestly, like, I really like any brand of dark chocolate as long as it's good. But Theo's coconut is really good. Yeah. All right. Number three is almond milk. I go through a lot of almond milk. Almond milk is my favorite non-dairy milk just because it's, like, kind of flavorless, so I can do whatever I want with it. It goes really well in my oatmeal, and I usually buy, Almond Breeze or, like, the Costco organic almond milk because then I can just get a lot of it, but it's really good in oatmeal. I also really just like to have, like, glasses of it because it's very refreshing. Or, like, heating it up and, like, adding some maple syrup, you can make a little bit of, like, a warm almond beverage.
weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I know there's some, like, farmer out there listening to this who's getting mad at me for calling it milk, so...
What?
People get mad at me all the time for saying it's milk.
I know, it's milk.
No, it's beverage.
Yeah, yeah, beverage.
You're supposed to say beverage.
No, I wasn't saying it was weird because the beverage. Oh, I was saying it's weird because you put maple syrup in here and heat it up.
Do I say milk?
What? I was saying it's weird that you heat it up and put maple syrup in it.
Oh, I thought you were making fun of how I say it.
No, you can say it however you want.
Okay. Well, also, every single night, not every single night, but for dessert, a lot of times, I will have hot chocolate where I blend up almond milk, dates, and cocoa powder, vanilla, and cinnamon, and then
that sounds good.
Heat that up. It becomes really, really rich if you heat it up on the stovetop. Then I add in, like, dark chocolate, and then on top I shave more dark chocolate. So good. Okay. Aww. Number two, peanut butter.
Love peanut butter. I thought that'd be your number one.
Yeah, no, almost there, but I love peanut butter. I'm not even, peanut butter is used for. No, peanut butter way beats almond butter. Used to love crunchy peanut butter. Now I'm into creamy peanut butter.
Smooth girl.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, okay.
Number one.
My number one is endangered species dark chocolate. Honestly, just any dark chocolate, but the one I really like is the endangered species dark chocolate. But any dark chocolate with almonds and sea salt, I eat that every single night before I go to sleep. And it definitely just satisfies my sweet tooth, which I really don't even have much of a sweet tooth, to be honest. But I am a find. Is that how you say? I'm a dark chocolate find. That's what I am.
I don't know how you say that. Is it fiend?
Yeah, no.
I think in my head I've always read that word as, like, fiend.
I am obsessed with dark chocolate. I can't really stop myself. I love dark chocolate so much, especially with almonds and sea salt. God,
almond milk on the side.
Yeah. You know.
All right. My number one is dates.
Makes sense.
You've already heard me talk about dates a lot. I put them in my oatmeal. They're a delicious sweetener. I make date caramel sauce out of them. I put them in my baked good. You can make really good date brownies. I eat them as snacks. They have a good, like, balance of, like, natural sugar and carbohydrates. So they're really good, easy, like, snack for on the go, like, during my matches and stuff. Just, like, pull out a date and eat it, and it's really good.
One time, Journey came up to me, and she goes, "Want a date?" And I thought she wanted to date me, but it turns out she was offering me a snack. Just kind of let down.
I'll pretend like you didn't just steal that story from somebody else, because that was not you that it happened to.
Really?
Yeah. I think Sarah just heard that story and internalized it.
Definitely thought that was me. Who was it?
Honestly, I've offered a lot of people dates, as in, like, the snack, so maybe it was you.
Who was it?
Olivia.
Oh. Maybe I was with Olivia or something. I don't know.
No. Anyways. Oh.
Exposed.
Dates are really good. Stuff with peanut butter, too. But, yeah.
Anyways,
you made it this long, you're a true fan.
Yeah, you really
Shout
are.
Shout out to you.
We just talked about the food that we like for about 45 minutes. So, Yeah. Anyways, like, that's what we like. I'm sure there's a lot more food. Like, as I was going through this list, I'm like, oh my god, I totally forgot kombucha. I love kombucha.
Same. I thought about that too.
Really? Yeah. And like different, like I drink so much tea as well. So yeah, like there's obviously things that like we forgot about on here, but this is basically what we eat every day. And like I can attest, Journey, it's pretty accurate. I see her eat those foods pretty much every day. So.
Yeah. Same with Sarah. I definitely could have just guessed her whole list.
Yeah, you probably could have. I like to eat a lot of the same things every day. So. But yeah, so I hope you liked this episode. Go ahead and follow us on the gram at It's The Oat Life. Give us some suggestions if you want more. Let us know if you liked this episode.
Yeah, anything tell us what foods you like.
Yeah, give us your list of 15. We're interested, so let us know if for some reason you don't like anything we talked about and we can fight you about it. So yeah.
We will.
Anyways, thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.